The town of West Hartford issued 10,500 applications for absentee ballots for Tuesday's primary. As of Friday, they had received about 2,000 back. Connecticut Public Radio's Ali Yashinsky reports.
Town clerk S.E. LeBrow says that means over 8,000 ballots could be coming in between now and Monday. LeBrow expects the results will not be in by midnight on primary night.
Because what's going to happen on Tuesday, if we get in 2,000 ballots on Tuesday, that means counting those ballots is going to take that much longer. We're going to have to open those envelopes, stamp them in, put them in the system. Then the registrars are going to get them and have to open those inner envelopes and put them through the tabulator. So the results aren't looking like we're going to have them by midnight.
Town clerks are responsible for more than absentee ballots in Connecticut. They also handle birth, death, marriage, and other certificates. So LeBrow's job in the next 4 days is to verify ballots against the applications. From there, the registrars do the actual counting of the votes.
Then the registrars are given all those 10,000 ballots, and they have to verify that the number we gave them per district is correct so that they can print their books. So they, when they go to the polls have all those little A's on them signifying that that voter voted by absentee. And that prevents anybody from voting twice.
Before polling opens, the registrar should have a list of those who have already voted by absentee ballot. Votes still coming in by absentee will continue to be counted and handed over to the registrar on election day. If a voter has submitted an absentee ballot and gone to the polls, they will have their absentee ballot voided. LeBrow was in favor of the drop boxes provided by the Secretary of the State and applications mailed to every eligible voter in the state. Still, LeBrow says, the Secretary of the State's office could have made things a little smoother if they'd consulted town clerks more while developing the absentee ballot process for this primary. Ali Oshinsky, Connecticut Public Radio.